Welcome to Pop Trash Beauty, the podcast. Hi, I'm Tracy, the creator of Pop Trash Beauty, the blog, and now the pod. I'm so happy it's Friday and we're all back together. So let's get this started. Roger Taylor of Duran Duran celebrated a birthday on Tuesday, April 26th. The drummer boy, the DJ extraordinaire, celebrated his birthday, and he has one heck of a birthday weekend he's going on into in Ibiza. There's going to be a lot to celebrate, a lot of happy times and some happy shiny people, and yeah, so we're just going to move on, but happy birthday, Roger. You are the bee's knees. And what a birthday weekend Roger Taylor will have. I mean, a party in Ibiza. Ibiza's been shut down for about 2 years, so who better than Duran Duran to get the party started? And that's for sure. If you are in Ibiza on Saturday, I am just so envious, but I'm happy for you. Head to the Taste of Summer and get ready to dance the night away at Pasha, featuring Roger Taylor, DJ set from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. with special guest Arthur Baker, one of the pioneers of electronic music and producer of New Order and the Pet Shop Boys. Well, you guys get your dance on, get your drink on, feel that Ibiza fun, and then tell us what happened. I mean, I need to hear details, people. Come on. Hit me up on Twitter and all the socials and let me know how your Ibiza weekend went. I am going to have a relationship expert on in the next couple weeks. I am working on booking her. I don't want to give you a definitive date because we're still working out negotiations. And that means that I just asked her and haven't heard back yet, but I know she's going to get back to me. She's a very nice woman. Anywho, the reason why I need a relationship expert is I had a little thing happen the other day. My flirting is broken. I went to a local coffee shop on my lunch to grab coffee and to take it to the park with me. This handsome man started chatting me up, and I was oblivious to it, even when the young girls across the table from where we were ordering looked at me and went, get it. And I was like, get what? Coffee? Seriously, I was that oblivious. And he was talking to me about how he thought my cute little tiger shoes. Oh, he said, did you get those after watching Tiger King during lockdown? And I giggled and went, hello, kittens. We both laughed at the dorkiness of our whole interaction, and he kept prolonging our interaction by asking me different things I did and, you know, my favorite color and all the things. And I'm like, wow, are they making him like 10 lattes right now? I was oblivious. Now, pre-pandemic, Tracy would have been like, okay, we're having coffee. We're going to have lunch. I'm your new chick. I don't know. I would have picked up on the cues and gone with it because he was nice. He had a very kind look about him. He was handsome, but he looked kind, and I'm all about that kindness. Well, I made my way back to the coffee shop to see if he was still there because I knew I made an error. As I walked further and further away, I figured out that he was flirting with me, and I just felt really bad, like a little ice queen. So I turned on my heels and went back to see if he was there, and lo and behold, he wasn't. And because this is real life and not a Hallmark movie, you know, the villagers didn't come out and tell me that he was down the path building, you know, an orphanage or anything. It was just, he was gone. But that's okay. I now need to get a relationship specialist on the show to teach me how to flirt again and also to answer all of your questions. So once we book her, I will flood the interweb with information so you can ask questions on the show. Yeah, I can't believe my flirting is broken. So right now, my friend Heather and I are getting ready to go off to a gala for the Creative Hub in Worcester. We're very excited. And this is my first gala ever. I've been to receptions and launches and openings and weddings and brunch, oh my, but I've never been to a gala. I'm going to take a page out of our own book. Remember when I did the Bridgerton episode and said I'd wear a gown with Chuck Taylors? Well, art imitates life, and I'm wearing a gown tonight and Chuck Taylors. How cool. I will post pictures to our socials, and my feet will be comfy. Yes, they will. Even though my flirting is broken, at least my shoes will be cute. Moving on to TikTok trends. You know, my flirting may be broken, but my eye for style certainly isn't. I love a man in a scarf, and it is just delicious to me. Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran wears a beautiful man scarf. I love the way he wears his man scarf with a graphic tee and a nice clean blazer. He looks so modern and hip and handsome. Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran also sometimes will rock a scarf. He, for a while, was doing this beautiful cravat type style that I really thought was attractive. Julian Lennon, also a very good man scarf wearer, I will say. He takes it to another hip level, and that's for sure. We'll be talking about him a little later in the pod, so there you go. But Harry Styles is the one that is making the news for a trend. Well, Harry Styles is making the news for trending. He did a great job with Lizzo on Coachella. Go Harry. I was there for it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't actually there, but I'm here for it. Now, you may be familiar with oat milk nails, the manicure equivalent of no makeup makeup, but Harry Styles has formally cemented oatmeal nails as the next cute color to add to your stash. Where, you know, Yahoo Life reports, whereas oat milk nails add a sheer milky hint of color to your nails, like more natural looking Frenchie, oatmeal nails, well, are the color of oatmeal. I'm glad they cleared that up for me. So can I feel a little more heart healthy when my cholesterol go down if I'm rocking out these oatmeal nails? It feels very wholesome. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could do strawberries in oatmeal nails like you do red in oatmeal. I think the possibilities are endless, right? Well, I just love me some Harry Styles. This was really fun. I like talking about different trends. So what are some trends you like in the nail world? I haven't been in a nail salon in 2 years, so mind my nail geek out. Well, everyone, I asked you what your anthem was this week, and I love talking to all of you on Facebook and Twitter. We always have such a fun little chat, and I learn a lot about all of you. The reason why I do the playlist is I'm really nosy, and I like to know what people like for music. But then also, I think it's great because we're all getting to know each other and we're building a community, and that is fantastic. My song is called Rise by Katy Perry. That's my anthem. I know. I had no idea it would be a Katy Perry song, but I kept going back to it, and I'm like, that's the song. It's Rise. Rise is about coming back from obstacles and insurmountable odds to thrive. And it is an empowering song. I seriously get pumped when I listen to it. So I wanted to know what all of your anthems are, and the answers were great. They really surprised me, and I'm going to add it to my little, you know, anthem list too. So coming back next, we'll talk about everyone's anthems. So last week, I got a little emotional reading the list. This week, I will not. I promise I will keep my professional pants on, and I will not be a little blithering mess. I had some stuff going on in my personal life, and it just, when you're reading inspirational things from people and you are in a place, I couldn't help but cry. So I'm so sorry. I promise I won't be sniffling and all the stuff. I'll be a professional pop trash beauty. I promise. So this week, I asked what song is your anthem and your mantra, or your mantra and why. So Brian said, Herman Hermit's Listen People. Claudia said, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Bad Reputation. Robin said, Men Without Hats, Safety Dance. Was that Men Without? Yeah. How am I doing this week? Erwin Merriman says, always forgive, never forget by Pop Trash Inc. Now. Good advice, I think. Yeah, he's so funny. Erwin is in a band, in that very band, Pop Trash Inc. He's a very nice guy. I'm actually doing a project with them, so keep you tuned. Erica says, Aiken to Be by The Replacements. It's taken me from a place of loneliness and sadness to who I am today. It's a reminder of where I was and the struggles it took to get here. I'm no longer aching to be. I just am. That is empowering. Go, Erica. Love it. Love it. Yes, I love these so much. And Jessica says, Aerosmith, Crazy. Great memories of my friend going with me to see my favorite band in the rain in Atlanta and loving every second of it. That would be me. I was the friend. Full disclosure, we had a great time. Jessica's one of my best friends when I lived in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We had a lot of adventures. And one of them, believe it or not, we ate donuts with the band Everclear at 2 a.m. in the morning. We'll talk about that story on another pod. Also, Samantha Ronson answered my question on Twitter to tell me what her anthem was. And Samantha says she doesn't have one. And you know what? A lot of people don't have one. I really had to think about mine, and I'm the one that made up the question. So think about it. What is your anthem? What song do you feel defines you? And is there even a song? Good question. So I like to end with a few kernels of wisdom. One would be, this is totally not inspirational, but I am having major fear of missing out right now, looking at my feeds on social media, because I'm seeing all my friends frolicking in the sunshine with Duran Duran, and they look beautiful, and I am so jelly. But we'll talk more about their Ibiza weekend next week on the pod, because it would have happened and I'll have something to talk about. But right now it's in progress. I'm seeing all the pictures and I'm jealous, but we're good. We're all good in the hood. And I am eagerly anticipating the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote results. Oh, Durannies worldwide have been voting away, dedicated every day. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do when I don't vote for them when I'm making my coffee in the morning. I have like a whole procedure down where I get my phone out, I get voting. It's like a thing. I put the coffee on. I know the first day we're not voting, I'm going to pull the phone out next to the coffee pot and start fake voting. I don't know. So anyways, I can't wait for the announcement. It will be exciting. Okay, moving right along. So I just wanted to end with my kernel of wisdom. Now, I was thinking a lot about my scars on my stomach. And I know sometimes when I used to write Pop Trash Beauty, I always would keep in mind that there was somebody who needed to hear what I had to say. Even though I felt cringy putting it out there, I was like, you know what, girl, push through it because you're going to help somebody. Listen, when I had my death experience back in, 4 years ago, I will talk about it a lot, guys. I'm sorry. It just, it's a big part of my life. So I have on my abdomen, I have a lot of scars, and I'm a thick girl. So there's that. What I'm trying to say is I always look at my scars and you think I might be mortified, but I'm not. I look at them as warrior scars. They mean that I know how to fight, that I have moxie, that I can do it. When I look at my scars, it reminds me on the daily that I'm a warrior. And so are you. Whatever you are going through in your life, keep fighting, keep moving. You got this. We all have our own battles. And my battle is different from yours, and yours is different from mine. But I want to let you know, keep going. When you just don't feel like you have it in you anymore, when you feel like it's just, you can't do it, do it. You can find the power within to do it. We got you. You're not alone. So keep going. We all need to keep going. Like, I'm doing this podcast and I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going to show up every week and do it. Some weeks will be better than others, but I'm proud of myself for taking the first step towards a dream. And you can do it too. So with that, I'm going to give you guys a big hug and a kiss, and I will see you here next Friday for more zany antics, trends, and I guess we'll be lamenting over the Ibiza that we didn't go to. Anywho, I hope you have a great week, and thank you for joining me as usual. I always have fun. Bye, guys.